can do.
Okay, good evening, everyone. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis and Aleph says that one who succeeds in the Chamta Shel Torah, one who is successful in the battle of learning Torah, one who engages in Torah in a serious way, is one who knows chavilos, who knows bundles and bundles and bundles of Mishnayos and Brisos. Essentially, he's familiar with the major statements of Torah Shebaal Peh and knows the Mishnayos and is familiar with these parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. Comes Rashi on this Gemara and says, Lo ka'adam ha'mefulpal u'mechudod u'bal svara. He says, the idea of learning Mishnayos is not about having svaros and intricate understandings and, you know, all different types of pilpulim and analysis. V'lo lamin Mishnayos u'braisos harbe. Kimehechen yisgala hasod el babal Mishnayos harbe. Who is successful in learning? A person who has a foundation in Mishnayos, in the basic Mishnayos of Torah Shebaal Peh. Shemid starich lo tam bekan yil madenu mitoch Mishnah acheras. Right? If a person wants to know a reason for something, so he knows, oh, there's a Mishnah somewhere in this Masechta, and I know there's a Mishnah over there, and that gives him a real backbone and a real understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh and how everything comes together. The person is able to look, a person asks a question, how do you know this halacha? Or what do we do with this problem? So, oh, there's a Mishnah somewhere over here in Zvachim, and this fits with the Mishnah in Brachos, this fits with another Mishnah in Chagiga. And if you have the foundation of Mishnayos, you have the building blocks of the basics of Torah Shebaal Peh, so that, says Rashi, based on the Gemara, alleviates a lot of one's difficulties in learning and makes a person a better learner and gives them more success. Rashi in Horus and Daf Yadal by the famous Machlokas, is it better to be a Sinai or Oker Harim, one who has a great Bikias, a great breadth of knowledge, or one who's Oker Harim, one who clashes mountains together and creates great Chedushim with great analysis? Who's a better Talmid Chacham? So in defense of the concept that Sinai, someone who has a great breadth of knowledge, is greater, so Rashi says that this comes from learning Mishnayos. Having a background in the learning of Mishnah is what gives a person greater strength and understanding when it comes to their own Limud HaTorah. Which brings us to this week's Parsha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Tes cites the pasuk in our Parsha, Ki Devar Hashem Baza, because they were mevaza, they did not treat properly with respect the word of Hashem. And says the Gemara, this is referring to a person who doesn't take learning Mishnayos seriously. A person who doesn't take learning Mishnah seriously is Kidvar Hashem Baza. He's not giving proper cover to the Torah. Comes the Maharal of Prague in his Chedushia Gadus, and he explains as follows. That a person thinks, I don't need to know Mishnah. I'll just involve myself with Chedushim and with Chayims and an interesting Chakiras and all different types of complicated analysis when it comes to Limud HaTorah. But what about the main building blocks of Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is also Dvar Hashem. Not just Chumash is Hashem's words, but the Torah Shebaal Peh is also Dvar Hashem. And the person who says, oh, Mishnayos, it's not so important to learn Mishnah, and I'll go to more interesting and more complicated things. So what he's saying is that man knows better than Hashem. I want to hear Ruchayim Salvation Chedushim, and I want to hear all these fancy Divrei Torah from this Rebbe and this Rosh Yeshiva, whoever it may be, but Dvar Hashem, Hashem's basic building blocks and foundation, Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't have time for that. I'm sorry, it's not for me. I can't learn Mishnah. Mishnah, I'm better than Mishnayos. But what people want to have to say, that's for me. Ki Dvar Hashem Bazav. How do you treat Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, the words of Torah Shebaal Peh, in such a way, says the Maharal of Prague. And this is a point the Maharal turns to in many places. He writes it in his famous Drush Al HaTorah. He writes it in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos in discussing the foundations of learning Torah Shebaal Peh. And he says, people don't pay attention to Mishnayos. They think they have to go straight to doing the daf before they know the Mishnah properly. We see that many, many Gadol and many, many great Torah scholars stress the importance of learning Mishnayos. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Torah Sabayis in Perek Vav, and whoever is a Baki in Mishnayos will be saved from Gehenim by Usher ben Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu's son, Usher, one of the Shiftei Kav, because Usher in the Beis Medrash Shemaila in the Beis Medrash in Shemayim, he's in charge of learning Mishnayos, whatever that means, and he's going to come and save you if a person has to go to Gehenim. Asher ben Yaakov will come and make a limud schus for you because you learn Mishnayos. The Be'er Hetev in the beginning of Or HaChaim Sinralf cites the famous statement of the Arizal that Mishnah is osios, the same letters of Neshama, and it helps out a person's Neshama when you learn Mishnah. In the Tzavav, the Baal HaNasivah Sur Yaakov Lorbebam, he instructs his children to be so careful in learning Mishnah and not abandoning it. And then in multiple places, in the Magid Meisharim, the famous Magid, the Baal who came to learn Torah with the Beis Yosef, the Magid would stress to the Beis Yosef the importance of learning Mishnah. And he says that a person who learns Mishnah creates a tzinor, creates a pipeline that connects the Chachmas Hasod to him. If a person learns Mishnah, they'll have a greater connection to learning the secrets and the Kabbalah of the Torah. And it's actually thought by a number of historians that the reason why there was such a great influx and push of commentaries on Mishnayos in the 17th and 18th century, right after the Beis Yosef and the Arizal, is because the Beis Yosef and the Arizal put such a stress on learning Mishnayos, and everyone said, ah, look at this, it's important, and that's why all of the great commentaries on the Mishnah that we find in the standard pages of Mishnah are printed and written in those 200 years after the Arizal and the Beis Yosef themselves. However, we know that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodeah and Reish Mem Vav, quoting the Gemara and Kedushin, that a person has to be mishalish, a person has to divide his learning into thirds, right? Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, and shlish b'talmud, a third of Torah, of Mishnah, and of Talmud. And we all rely on the opinion of the Baal HaTanya and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Beis, who says that clearly we don't do that practically nowadays. Most people, if they have, you know, an hour or 2 hours to learn during the day, they don't sit there with a calculator and say, well, you know, 33 minutes for Mishnah, and then time's up, and then 30 minutes for Chumash, and then 33 minutes for Gemara, and that's it. Nobody does that. People mainly learn Gemara or Halacha or Ma'is or something like that. So the Baal HaTanya explains why. Because when you learn Gemara and you learn Halacha, so then that contains Chumash, and that also contains Mishnah. So you learn that higher level of learning, it contains all these ideas within it. And therefore, it's certainly difficult to how do we mix this together with the importance of learning Mishnah that we spoke about for the last 5 minutes. And the answer is that early on in a person's learning, the stress really should be on Mishnah. And certainly for younger people or someone who's new to Torah, so then really there needs to be a big push on the foundational building blocks of Mishnah and learning Mishnah and stressing the importance of Mishnah. But at a certain point, we have to move on. We have to be interested in Torah. And therefore, for many people, Mishnah is not really at the top of their greatest hits list of things they want to learn because, as the Gemara also says, sometimes there's a lack of sipuk ha-nefesh. It's not so interesting just to learn the Mishnah and not to get the halacha ma'isa at the end of the day or to really get involved in. Therefore, certainly we focus more on halacha ma'isa, we focus more on Gemara, but we shouldn't abandon Mishnayos. Everyone should have some chelik, some portion in reviewing Mishnayos and the basic concepts of Torah Shebaal Peh and their importance to the general realm of Torah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the end of Perek Aleph, and he says that the concept of dividing one's time equally between Torah, Mishnah, and Gemara, right, applies really in the earlier stages of a person's study. But when a person increases his knowledge and he doesn't need to have read all these things again and again, and then he can move on to Gemara and the rest will be a review. And the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas, in Chelek Vav, in Simon Mem Hei, that the idea of learning Mishnayos also applies here as well to this Rambam. The reason why maybe we're not learning Mishnayos as much is because we're moving on to bigger and greater things and we're moving past the building blocks. But you can't abandon the building blocks 100%. There needs to be review and there needs to be some time a person should take every once in a while or maybe a little bit every day to review a little bit of Mishnah and to go back to those main points in building up their own Limud HaTorah as well. And certainly, Gedol Yisrael felt that it was important enough to write Perushim and commentaries on the Tosis, Yantav, and the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Bar Tanur and the Rambam. They thought it was important to learn Mishnah. They didn't think it was a silly waste of time. Enough to write major and important commentaries as well. And this is separate from the ideas of learning Mishnayos and the specific cases of, for the neshama of a person, as we quoted with the Arizal before, that neshama is osios mishnah, and that's why people learn it. There's a beautiful idea that's also brought down, why we learn mishnayos for the neshama, because just like when you learn a mishnah, you don't really know the essence of the idea, because the Mishnah is just a surface glance of the topic, so too in a person's life, you don't really know their essence. You just only know them on a surface level. And you learn Mishnayos to reflect the idea that you don't really know the kishkas of a person. You don't really know what they were all about. And therefore, we have this superficial learning of Mishnayos in the memory of the neshama of the person who was deceased as well. And then also one needs to take into account the concept of bittul Torah be'echas, the bittul Torah of quality that we discussed over Shavuos. The idea that a person needs to know, a person has an hour to learn, a halacha lemaisa, higher learning, more things, more in depth, but certainly the better way to go. But not to abandon the Mishnah and to take the words of the Beis Yosef and his Magid and all the great Rishonim and Acharonim who stress the importance of Mishnayos. And just to end with the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah in Perek Zayin Gimel, which says very clearly, Ein kol ha-galios halalu miskansos ela b'schus Mishnayos. The galus is not going to end. It is not for the zechus of learning Mishnayos. So we should be mechazik ourselves, and we should strengthen ourselves to turn back every once in a while to open up a Mishnayos, to review, as we said, the foundation and the building blocks of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and to give us a broad range of knowledge and a greater excitement in our own learning when we can pick, this is a Mishnah in Uksin, and this is a Mishnah in Taros or Kalim, and to see how everything fits together, and to see the web of Torah Sheba'al Peh, how everything fits together in a beautiful way. Thank you.